a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
It is a Friday morning, and that means we should probably play a little bit of this gear.
Monday you can fall apart, Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart, or Thursday, doesn't even start.
Fun fact.
Friday,
every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it is important they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, like a pay rise or a promotion, they say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their job. They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
Don't be upset. No one would have known. It's just us.
I was opening my phone.
Your male brain can only do one thing at a time.
Punching it. Hey, I did the whole thing. It was a slight stumble.
Yeah.
But that was it. I think that was a pretty good effort, to be honest. Fun facts for today. People who buy groceries online buy 13% fewer fresh vegetables.
Oh, because, yeah, it's a bit of a worry. I'm one of these people that I like to feel my fruit, you know?
And then what about at the supermarket?
I knew it.
Mate, you lob them up and I will knock them out of the park.
Oh, God. Next.
Mice, weirdly, don't like cheese or don't particularly like cheese. They'll eat it, but they don't particularly like it. Oh. It's not their favourite.
Okay.
Which is...
That's a cartoon problem then.
Well, right? Yeah, that's right. It's sort of counter to everything we've ever been taught about mice.
Mm.
How about this one? According to the US Food and Drug Administration, so the people that say, all right, that's safe, that's not safe, up to one maggot per 250 mils of citrus juice is deemed safe for consumption. 250 mils is not a lot of juice to have a maggot in there.
Oh, my God.
And that's safe.
And that's not even the tequila worm. That's like a...
No, you're right.
Well, no, maggots make me... Nah. No!
It's like the wellness version of a tequila worm.
It is.
It's like...
It's the scoby.
In my cold-pressed juice, I have the maggot.
The maggot scoby.
What about this? People are more likely to be honest with you if they also need to pee.
Okay.
Like we're having a conversation yeah. And I'm like hopping from foot to foot yeah. And you're like, Tom, tell me the truth. Tell I'm like, yes, truth. All right, fine, whatever.
And, yeah. That does happen a lot.
Yes. Yes. Yes, I have a small bladder. And let's wrap it up today with this one. No one knows for sure why we have chins. They're the nipples of the face.
What?
The men's nipples of the... You know, no, we don't really know why men have nipples.
Oh, okay.
We also don't know why we have chins. Well, some of us
have
chins.
Yeah.
Some of us weren't quite so blessed. And that's okay too. You'll find Tim.
Monday you can fall apart, Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart, or Thursday, doesn't even start. It's
fun fact.
Friday, I'm in love.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Talking about impersonating your parents, particularly around that sort of school age.
Mm-hmm.
No one obviously wants to admit to it. It's okay.
It's all right. It's all right. We've all done things in our youth.
You could be anonymous if you wanted. 52232955. Your friend's daughter has been busted with a whole heap of premeditated excuse yeah. notes that she's handwritten, and she's attempted to. Did your friend say whether she's actually had a go at her signature or she's made up a signature for her?
Look, it looks like it is her signature, but it's just written a little bit skew-whiff. Mm. You can tell these notes have been written by a child, right? And I remember when I used to impersonate, I used to say, no, I write them up because my mum's time poor. She's getting everything ready and then she just signs the bottom.
Yeah.
And they were like, I don't think so. It's all kind of things like, hey, she's misplaced her uniform, so that's why she's not wearing it today, or her uniform's in the wash, and yeah, sorry about this. Any concerns, contact me. Love that. And it's all spelt correctly too.
She's in primary school, so I don't understand is she like walking to school and so ducking around the corner and changing out of her school uniform into civvies?
I have no idea.
Casual. So we talked about, yeah, getting your parents to sign a blank piece of paper and then writing the note above it. The other one that I tried, and I reckon it was year 9, must have been year 9 or year 11. Anyway, I called school, because I was getting to school under my own steam then. I was living in Melbourne, catching the tram to school, and occasionally it would be mum and dad would be, everybody would be gone, sort of I'd be the last one to leave the house. And then, and I think on this morning I was just like, I do not want to go to school today. I just would rather not. So here's an idea, and I called reception at school, called the office, spoke to the lady and said,
here we go.
Hello, this is this is Rob Lewis, Tom Lewis's dad. He's not well, so he's not going to be coming in today, but hopefully he'll make it in tomorrow. We'll let you know.
Amazing. And?
Hung up, and I reckon it would have been 90 seconds before Dad called me. Did you just impersonate me? Did you just call school and pretend that you were me? And I was like, yeah, all right, you got me. I'll get on the next tram.
Oh, my, did your blood just run ice cold?
Oh, I was like, wow, that was quick.
How did they know?
Ladies in the office, do not muck around. Jess in Bell Post Hill, good morning. Was it you that did the impersonating, or was it a child that impersonated you?
No, I did the impersonating.
Take us through it.
I got so good at my mum's signature that it actually became my signature as I got older.
What?
I used to sit there. I just would scribe her signature over and over again. And she had cursive, she's got cursive writing. And then if I had to, if I wanted to leave school early, please excuse Jess. She's got an appointment signed here. And it worked a treat.
Did you ever get caught out?
I actually didn't. Amazing. My mum caught me, but not the school.
Was this in Geelong?
Yes.
Which school? Clonard. Can you say?
Clonard.
Yeah, Clonard.
Well, but now they know, Jess.
Yeah, I'm very naughty.
We're thinking about sending our girls to Clonard, but maybe not now. But I've heard the master
just
criminal.
Don't let them copy your signature.
No, that's it.
Tom, Lingy, and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We need a new fridge at our house because our family has outgrown the fridge that Carlia and I got, I think, as part of our engagement present from like all my aunties and uncles. They all chucked in.
Cute.
Got us a fridge.
Single door?
Yeah,
and
single
now you
door.
Want a double door.
Well, we just need more space because the freezer in our fridge has served us really, really, really well. Really, really well. But it's at that stage. It's still nothing wrong with it. Still a schmicko fridge.
Yeah.
But it's just not big enough, particularly in the freezer department. So this fridge in the next couple of months, I imagine, will make its way out onto the deck to become my beer fridge.
Oh, nice.
Magnificent. And we will get a bigger family fridge.
Yeah.
Because it got to the point with our freezer where, you know, the classic juggle and you're like, all right, well, where can I squeeze this thing in here? And then you go to open the freezer and you're never quite sure what's going to come flying out.
You'll lose a toe, honestly, a frozen bit of chicken.
Yeah.
Like, you've got to be so careful.
Little tub of bolognese comes flying out and because it's frozen plastic, like it just shatters on the...
Yeah.
And you're like... Anyway, it's the exact noise I make.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Carla and I on the weekend were like, enough. Enough is enough. Mm-hmm. We cannot live like this anymore. We do have a second fridge that is a little bar fridge that has one of those little like parcel shelf freezers in the top. Right. And that was jam packed too.
Yeah.
So literally all the freezer space, and you know, people going, get a deep freeze, get a chest freezer.
Why not?
That's just gonna make me hoard more frozen goods.
It will.
It'll be out in the shed and I'll never look in there.
Yeah, and plus when you're in the kitchen, you're like, now I've got to go out the shed to get meat. Nah. Yeah. Too long a walk.
I'll just buy another one from the supermarket.
Yeah.
So what we did was we went, all right, this week, freezer dinners. In the sense that we cannot go to the supermarket and buy anything.
Yeah.
It has to be something from the freezer that we have for dinner. So there's leftover stuff that, like I said, bolognese. Oh, we've got too much bolognese sauce. Whack that in the freezer. So we're allowed to put pasta with it or something.
Yeah.
And have to be frozen pasta as well. But certainly the majority of any meal that we have had this week.
Mm.
Mum did invite us over for dinner on Wednesday, so we went on Wednesday. But apart from that, it's been freezer dinner week.
Okay.
You've heard of Shark Week.
Yes.
This is freezer dinner week.
Way scarier.
Yeah, absolutely. Much more chance of dying. So I've sent you two photos of dinners, and this is just an example of one night that we had.
Oh, that's grim. That is grim.
It tasted all right.
So we've got, say, like eight chips, hot chips, a handful of peas, four Brussels sprouts.
Yep.
And what are they?
Gnocchi.
Oh, it's gnocchi. Okay, all right. The gnocchi looks like it's seen some pretty traumatic stuff, but the taste of it?
Delicious.
Delicious.
We fry our gnocchi too, and it's very nice.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah. Good. Okay, look. That's like a girl dinner, I could say. Do you know what I mean? Where you just throw everything together. It's like a, you know.
It's like MacGyver. We're MacGyvering meals all week. So I did that. So, and I was sitting there.
You've got like a home brand table salt, which I'm not happy about. Get a Saxa, but that's okay.
Sitting there, and I said to Carly, I was like, hey, babe, I'm eating potato two ways because I've got gnocchi and frozen chips.
Yeah.
In the air fryer. God, you'd never know. All right, and then second photo is what Carly ate that same night.
Oh, my God. Please, sir, can I have some more?
Oh, she had some chips as well, but they're not on the plate.
She's got 5 Brussels sprouts, some garden greens.
Like a handful of lettuce from one of the bags.
Mixed bags. And I don't even know what that is.
That's like a salmon Wellington, I think it's called.
Oh, my God.
It's like a salmon pastry thing from Aldi. They're delicious.
Oh, they are delicious? Yeah. Okay, right.
So that's
why didn't you go? See, you went the gnocchi.
Yeah.
So why didn't you give her the gnocchi and you the salmon pie?
Because the salmon pie's the nice thing.
Is it?
She's like, I'll have the salmon. I was like, cool, I'll have the gnocchi. Anyway, she's like, you sure?
Terrible, Carly, yeah. Terrible
Look,
decision.
You know, all of that is to say, we now, oh, my God, like, I could freeze anything. Or anyone.
No, mate. The true test is, taste that ice. Mm. Does it taste like garlic?
Always. Doesn't matter. Could be an empty freezer. Still tastes like garlic.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Phil Jamieson is the lead singer of one of our favourite Aussie bands, Grinspoon.
Yes.
He's on tour at the moment. It's the Nobody Else Australian tour off the back of his solo album, Somebody Else. And he joins us on the line now from somewhere in Victoria. Good morning. Where are you, mate?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm in Castlemaine or Castlemaine, depending on who you talk to.
Yeah.
So this is, I guess, 90 minutes northwest of Melbourne-ish.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a lot. Last night was the 14th show of the tour. And, yeah, it's been quite a wild ride, to be honest. We've had a... Grinners finished up on January 6th in Canberra, and then whether foolishly or wisely, I decided to go out on a 19-day solo tour. So I started this on January 11th in the Sunshine Coast, and I find my way to Geelong this Saturday. And it's been a little while between drinks that I've played Geelong, so I can't wait to get back down there.
Oh, and Geelong can't wait to have you, Phil. How the hell are you still upright? I'm tired listening to that. Did you not have any type of summer break or...?
No, I didn't really. I think that, like, it's weird. With touring, you can't do it all year round. Like, it's just one of those things where you kind of got to go hard, go fast, and then kind of go for a big rest. So I'm feeling really energized and really grateful that I still get to do this. But this is slightly more challenging than a Grinspoon tour. I guess it's just me and it's driving and, you know, you're kind of playing smaller sort of rooms and it's a lot more intimate, which has its own challenges. Last night, for example, there was a chap in the audience that decided he would do some interpretive dance.
Oh.
And he was wearing Crocs and a bucket hat, and he took his bucket hat off and then put his Crocs on his head and was dancing with a chair, sort of a la, I'm not going to say in a stripper fashion, but more of a burlesque sort of
thing. Yes.
So, you know, you meet some interesting people along the way, and that was just one example of the last night Castlemaine show where it was like, I know that he was enjoying himself, but it was also quite a strange spectacle to witness at a gig. But, yeah, hey, I'm happy for anyone to come and do interpretive dance. I love it.
What is going on in Castlemaine? Far out. Somebody shut that town down. Let's work out what's going on. Hey, so you say you're on tour with the full band until sort of the start of Jan, and now you're out on your own. Did the bus just drop everybody off at their house and you stay on the bus? Is that what happened?
It's a cute thought. We ended up doing the last show we did with Grinners was sort of the ill-fated Summer Nats show in Canberra, which we weren't actually on, but Jimmy Barnes was sick, so we replaced Jimmy on that show. And then I kind of said goodbye to everyone. Our drummer is currently in Italy, so I've said farewell to the band for the time being. And I walked over a hot minute, then I just picked up my car and drove to the Sunshine Coast. And since then, it's been from Sunshine Coast to the South Coast to now I've come through regional. I went to Beechworth, which I'd never been to before either, which is a beautiful little town. And then obviously the interpretive dancing of Castlemaine, St Kilda tonight, and then getting down to Geelong, the Barwon Club, where I haven't played, I don't think, since 1998.
Okay.
So it's been a while since I played at Barwon. So I can't wait to get back down there. You guys have been super supportive of not only the band, but also solo as well. So it's a music-loving town, Geelong. So, can't wait to get back down there.
Yeah, and we can't wait to have you, like I said before. Also, the Barwon Club still rocks just as hard as it did back in 98,
iconic.
So you're fine.
Yeah,
it's iconic.
Yeah.
You are headlining, though, the Hello Sunshine Fest with the Grinners on March 2nd. Big lineup alongside yourselves. You've got Pete Murray, the Veronicas, Temper Trap, Bliss and Esso. Have you partied with that crew before? Like, is this kind of like a nostalgic tour for you guys as well?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of a strange show, that one, because it's got the Temper Trap, obviously, and, you know, you've got Bliss and Esso and Pete Murray and the Veronicas, but you've also got the Wiggles. So I'm just going to say I've never partied with the Wiggles, and I'm looking forward to doing that at the Hello Sunshine Festival on March the 2nd. We all know that crew, Temper Trap and Veronica's and Bliss and Esso. I think the highlight will be definitely playing alongside the Wiggles, because we've never done that before and probably won't do it again. So it's a real chance for Big Red Car and Dead Cat 3 Times to come together.
The mashup.
Yeah,
I want to hear it.
A little bit of Champion into, you know, Shake Your Tail Feather. I'm not totally familiar with what the Wiggles do, so I can't wait to see what they do. And also, yeah, it's a really kind of eclectic lineup out there. So, yeah, we can't wait to do that either. It's going to be really fun.
For the kids, turn Dead Cat 3 Times into a counting song. How many dead cats? One dead cat.
No!
How many dead cats? Two dead cats.
Do you see? Count them on your fingers. One, two, three. Like it. All right.
All right. What colour wiggle would you be, though?
I'm a black wiggle, dude.
Yeah.
I've always been the black wiggle.
Yeah.
Give me the black skivvy.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I think every other colour's sort of been spoken for over the years. Mm. But yeah, I think it's when we announce the show, it's obviously it's kind of there's artists on that bill that kind of span sort of generations. Like the Temper Trap were obviously a bit later on, and we've been a little bit earlier, and then the Wiggles kind of span all generations because my kids grew up with them, and then now they're still kicking. So yeah, it's going to be an interesting night to say the least. And the backstage is going to be party town, right? Wiggles.
It's going to be huge, going to be wild.
Big party backstage, yeah.
Hello Sunshine is the 2nd of March, as Log said. It's over in Scoresby at the Caribbean Gardens, which is a great venue, huge, absolutely huge. Tickets on sale for that now. But tomorrow night, Phil Jamieson solo at the Barwon Club. You can get tickets for that as well. Thanks for your time this morning, mate. Can't wait to see the show.
Thank you very much, guys.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.